Pega sat solemnly on her clump of weeds. Her mouth was pressed into a thin line and her ears seemed to stick out more than usual. Half her face was covered by the birthmark, making her appear to be half in shadow. She didn't make a sound.
"What should I look for, sir?" Jack asked.
"The sight will come to you, depending on what you most need. Later, you can learn to bend it to your will."
The bard went to his truckle bed and lay down with his back to the fire.
"What do I most need?" Jack asked himself. "To see Mother."
She had been forbidden by Father from visiting him. The boy missed her terribly, and he felt deeply wronged.
Father should never have tried to buy a slave, not after what Jack had told him about being carried off by Northmen. It was as though nothing Jack said made the least impression, while Lucy's slightest wish was of overwhelming importance.
The boy made the seeing tubes with his hands, one for each eye. By some magic, they came together to make one view that was somehow clearer and deeper. Jack gazed at the old pictures on the wall of the Roman house. A painted bird perched on a reed cane to which was tied a rosebush. Odd how he'd never noticed it was a rose before. He could see delicate thorns and a long sliver of light reflected on the cane. Where was the light coming from? He turned and walked around the hearth, staring straight ahead and keeping the warmth of the fire on his right. The scene shifted from the bird to a shelf with bundles of dry herbs and on to the far end of the room, which was in shadow. Even that was interesting. He could see, just over the bard's bed, a line of little holes where something had been attached. He'd never noticed them before.
"Must repeat the charm," Jack scolded himself.
He began chanting silently. It was difficult to keep track of the number of times he circled, because he was only used to counting things he could see. The ever-changing scene made him slightly dizzy. Once he blundered into the coals and burnt his foot. When he had gone round 3 times 3, hopefully, he turned to stare at the hearth. Most